My name is Tape.
I'm Tayo.
And welcome to the Sinister League. And this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the unauthorized Saved by the Bell story. And there will be spoilers, so if you're that type of person who don't want to be spoiled by this movie, I don't know why, just tune out now. But before we dive in, let's get into some news. So you've been hearing about these Doctor Strange casting, like who they want. Who's in?
Oh, no, I didn't even know they're making a movie.
You didn't know? That's one of the after Ant-Man, Doctor Strange is next. No. So Marvel, they want Joaquin Phoenix as Doctor Strange.
Why?
I don't know. But it seems like it's not gonna happen, cause it seems like he just is not comfortable working a green screen.
Yeah, it does not seem like something you would do.
And just the whole fact that it's gonna be like a multiple picture deal. Like, it's not gonna be just one movie. He's gonna show up for Avengers 3 and then anything that happens after Phase 3. So who do you want as Doctor Strange?
What was that?
Oh, that was my phone. Just
I mean, I don't know, someone told me looks apart. I'm not, like, really, like, a big Doctor Strange.
Same thing. Like, I usually see him, like, whenever we, like, Avengers, usually shows up.
Yeah.
But since it seems like Doctor Strange is going to be, like, the main leader for the next phase, like, he's going to take the place of Iron Man as the focus. So, they have to pick someone who's, like, should he go, like, a famous person or just someone, like, not that well-known?
Someone who can act.
Because, I wanted Adrian Brody.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to that guy? I haven't seen him.
He was in that one movie.
He's still around?
Yeah, he's still around. He did that really bad movie and inappropriate comedy.
Yeah, but everyone was in that. It wasn't his fault.
I guess.
Movie 43.
Yeah.
You know.
But I know, I wanted him. People wanted Johnny Depp.
Oh, no.
And it's kind of like, he's kind of just, I can't see him as Doctor Strange. It's just, oh, it's Johnny Depp doing something crazy. And he's not dressed up. He's going to be dressed up again. Yeah, I'll probably just go, like, someone just not well-known in act. But yeah, I'm sorry for that one. Other news. Oh, you know, let's just talk about this. The Fappening.
Oh.
So yeah, Sunday was a glorious day for some people. Well, a bunch of celebrity nude pictures got leaked. Including Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Upton, Victoria Justice, just so many. To be honest, did you look?
Of course I look.
Well, it was like everywhere. Like, there was no place you could.
Like, oh, what's going on Reddit? And then I just clicked it, and then it's there.
Oh yeah. And then do you hear what happened?
What?
They had to take some pictures down because one of them was underage.
Yeah,
gymnast.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Which, yeah, I was kind of afraid of that happening, because I'm like, yeah, is she, like, 18 now? I don't think that the whole time frame.
This took her, like, a day ago.
Yeah,
she posted something like a newspaper or something.
Yeah. But, I mean, half me is kind of like, well, this sucks for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was something personal, like, private for, like, the loved ones. Like, one of them, like, I saw this video, it was just for a boyfriend. It's, like, just her being herself, just missing her boyfriend, and now everybody sees that now.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of sad? Like, everyone kind of just, like, brush off Kirsten Dunst. They're like, that's nice.
I mean, I guess they can kind of thank Jennifer Lawrence because they kind of overshadowed the rest of them.
Yeah.
So,
I know, like, half of me is kind of like, oh, that sucks. Half of me is like, it's a good day today. Do you hear people at Reddit, they started donating money to the prostate cancer
fund.
And they gave back the money.
Yeah. I don't think they want to be associated with that.
But, I don't know, like, it seems like, because there was a huge list of picks, like pitchers still left, and it seems like everything's died down because the FBI is involved, and I was like, yeah, you guys gotta be, watch out.
Well, and also, like, most of the guys, they were selling them.
Yeah, they were selling that stuff.
They weren't just like, oh, I'm doing this just because I want to do this. It's like, oh, I want money. And then, like...
I think, so yeah, it's kind of dead now. There hasn't been any.
Yeah.
I think the last one was, someone from American Idol, season 12.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, you know, yeah, this is done. I don't even know this
person. Those gonna give me money for this, might as well.
Like, I ripped it out. I don't even know this person, but I still took off my pants. But wow, that was a... Was not expecting that. I mean, such so many pictures...
And that's scary.
It is scary. I mean, just because what's the lesson that people should take from this? I mean, we can't do. I know, it seems like people like don't want to do victim blaming because they were like private pictures.
Yeah, no. I don't think is there a lesson? I mean, because like I feel like the most like. Likely way that they got the pictures were just like guessing passwords.
Yeah,
that.
That's
if you think about it, like everyone has like a primary email address. If you have to, if you know the password for that, you have access to like everyone's account, like all the social media sites. So it's like,
I think like if you want to take pictures, you should use like a Polaroid.
Polaroid.
Yes, I mean it's safe. You can keep it like in a box someplace.
What happens if someone steals your Polaroid? You can do then.
Damn, okay. Never mind. Forget that.
Yeah.
Maybe just don't take naked pictures, but that's victim blaming. We can't do that. Just, yeah, there's gonna be risk involved in me if you're willing to take
just
risk.
Don't be famous.
Don't be. Or just get naked on TV so everyone can see
it. Everyone's like, oh, he saw it. Be Steve Buscemi of the actress award. This, no one wants to see it. No one's looking.
Yeah.
He probably has a bunch of naked pics. No one wants
to see that. But just be like Ava Green. Just get naked in all your movies. Yeah. You know, like, when she gets naked, she brings, like, a certain class. I don't know why. She's just the only one who managed to do that. But, that sucks. I have a feeling it's not over yet. Because, again, there's people that are like, yeah, there's still more coming. And they see those videos that people have.
I mean, I don't see any more like leaking anytime soon. Yeah, not that the FBI.
Yeah, FBI. They're gonna wait a while.
I mean, imagine like some guy with like naked pictures of like a bunch of actresses. Does he really want to risk it?
Yeah,
for a bunch of other people to see them. They've been collecting for like for years. Like you see how old those pictures were.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So, I guess wait till, I guess, next year. I guess it's like an official holiday now. Well, that sucks. Should we just dive into this movie?
I mean, what do I call it? Movie?
So, yeah, last night, we watched the Unauthorized Saved by the Bell movie or story, whatever. If you call it a movie or a story, I have to say, it wasn't a bad movie. Was it a bad movie? No. Well, kind of. Was it a good movie? Hell no.
It just didn't deliver what it was like promising. It's like unauthorized story and all that, and then you think it's gonna be something like. You never heard about or something that would interest you.
It was pointless.
It was
all pointless.
It was just people.
So
walking.
Yeah, it was told from Dustin Diamond's point of view, Screech.
Yeah.
And before you watch it, you were expecting, I guess, two orgies to happen.
Two orgies.
And by the end of the movie, you're just like, just one, just one, please.
Zero orgies.
Well, have like a coke party or something.
I know.
Some of my issues with this was, it pretty much just talks about, like, the whole, like, run of the Saved by the Bell. Like, I guess it lasted, like, 4 seasons or so. And the problem is that everyone's, like, the same age. Like, they never really aged the characters. They everyone, like, looked the same, so it's kind of...
That was your problem?
That was one of my problems.
Oh, that was your main problem?
That was my main problem. That was just a problem I had with it. It's just, like... Because near the end, they have that party scene. Everyone's just drinking. Mm-hmm. And they still look, like, 15.
No.
I mean, if you watch Saved by the Bell, like, the early season, they're, like, super young. And as the show goes on...
I mean, yeah, older. I think that was, like, a minor problem.
I had issues with that. another thing,
Are you sure you use the CGI to age them? Something?
Like, makeup? It just look really awkward. Just them just drinking, having party. It's just some little kids. Just, oh, that's cute. Some little kid drinking champagne. Another thing. This is another minor problem. Man, they suck at the whole freeze frame acting. Like, everyone just
came out. Right.
Freeze frame to save their life.
Blinking.
That lady was just blinking, like, the whole time. I was counting, like, just stand still for 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Just do the nope. Just blinking. And, what was your problems with this movie? Because I'll tell you.
Besides orgies?
Orgies, yes.
Well, it was mainly because, like, the way they were talking about the show, they were talking about, like, it was, like, some big phenomenon. Like, they were, like, the Beatles or something. The 90s.
I guess, I mean...
They weren't.
I was only, like, what? One or two or three when the show actually premiered. So I don't know how big it got.
I mean, like... I know I wasn't, like, around for, like, the original one of, like, The Fresh Prince or, like, Full House or something with Family Matters, but, like, I've watched those shows, like, reruns of those shows.
Yeah.
But I've never seen, like, I never actively watched, like, Saved by the Bell reruns or seen people talk about, like, nostalgia.
Well, people my age.
Oh, your age.
I mean, I don't know about your age.
No, like, people talk about, like, The Fresh Prince and all that, yeah. like good but movies. But who do you see talk about Saved by the Bell?
Like, now?
Yeah, unless they're making fun of that. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited! Oh, that scene. I guess people... Yeah. Even now, people are just like, yeah, I never watched that show. There's a few... Like, people still get nostalgic over that show. Some of my issues with that, with the whole movie, is that there was just subplots that never went anywhere or just did not get solved. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole relationship between the people who play Zach and, I'm forgetting her name. Was it Lisa? Lisa. They actually dated, during the show. Mm-hmm. But it kind of went somewhere and then they kind of just broke up. And then resolve anything. It's just
like they had like a chance to like dig deeper and like make that to like a plot, but they really didn't. Really
they kind of just it's done. Yeah. And then the whole thing with Zach and his issue with his mom like controlling the money, and he bought a motorcycle.
And that was it.
It's like, bought a motorcycle. My mom won't tell me what she can't tell me what to do. And then, did any of the actors look like the actual characters? Like, if...
I guess Screech kind of looked like Screech.
Do you know who the guy who played, Mario Lopez?
No.
Like, I looked it up online, and I was just thinking, yeah, they have a point. Just a more muscular Bruno Mars.
That was him?
No, it kind of looked like Bruno
Mars. Okay, yeah.
Again, he... was just there. There was no like any like no one really had like they had a story and they just kind of half-assed it and just that was it. Nothing happened. What a dumb subplot. So yeah, it just focused on Screech and I guess he became an alcoholic, but didn't really. He only had like one issue with that.
Yeah, and there was like it was just nothing
nothing
interesting.
And you have that one friend, Eric, like... Eric, came like his buddy got him drunk, and then okay. This is why one of my issues. So he tried blackmailing Screech, Dustin Diamond, the smoking pod, and he wanted to get a part in the show.
Yeah,
but the show has already ended. Like they about to film the final episode.
Yeah, I know. And they refilmed like most of the episodes.
And they never even solved that. They just like, oh, he's not gonna show the video, we can just sue him. And that was it, problem solved. That was like they just solved that problem like the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Well, why did they waste money on suing him and all that?
I don't even know.
Just shows the ending.
Do you know that really bad CGI scene?
Yeah, I don't know why they included
it. So yeah, there was a scene where Dustin Diamond was daydreaming, and he was just in a hot tub and a bunch of women, and they had like the fakest looking CGI scene, like making look like he had like a buff, muscular body, and it just looked like Play-Doh in a way. Like he was struck. Even sci-fi had better CGI. And it was just never in place. It was just moving around. Like, it was just, like, a rough draft. Like, Windows 95, they just, like...
Yeah.
That was, like, the last thing they did. And, yeah, it was just a very pointless movie. Like, you expect, like, drama. Like, it was nothing, like, scandalous that happens. And it's just thinking, what was the point? Like, I kind of wish they just made up shit.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it's true or not. Just, hey, someone had, like, a drug brain, like, just binging on drugs and alcohol.
I think the problem is that it's, like, it's not an interesting story.
Yeah, it was, it's just...
It's just a crappy Saturday morning cartoon show.
Yeah.
There's nothing interesting.
Uh-huh, that's true.
Yeah.
So, would you recommend this movie?
No, not
even for fun. Like, not even, it's so bad, it's good.
No. Go watch, like, The Social Network if you want to see, like, a behind-the-scenes movie.
That doesn't count. I mean, based on a TV show, like, do you know any good, like, behind-the-scenes...
TV show movies?
Yeah. Like, based on a TV show.
No, I don't think
you can't think of it.
Can't think of any. I'm sure there are some that are better.
Well, I don't know. This doesn't count for that Simpsons episode, Behind the Music.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of explains, yeah. Is there anything that you want to see? Any, like, if they had to make, like, if you had your choice of making a behind-the-scenes look of a TV show, which one would you choose? You know, I want to see it. I want to see, Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince?
Yeah, like how they got rid of the mom, like how they killed that mom. They got that one.
Oh, what's that show?
What show?
With the Florida?
Good Times?
Go see Good Times behind the scenes. All that tension with JJ. And two of them left the show and all that.
Remember that awesome Family Guy scene? Was why so sad, Florida? My name is Florida! That's the name of a state! I don't want to see Full House. Did I ever tell you about Full House? I can't watch, like, reruns of Full House. I talked about that, like, in some other episode.
Why?
I just get disturbed by it. It seems way too, like, goody-good.
It is. It's like,
I just feel really uncomfortable watching that show.
It's a family show.
It's just way too much for me. Like, I'd rather watch Seventh Heaven.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Maybe you should see Seventh Heaven. I mean, there was some drama with Jessica Biel. I mean, you love that show. Didn't you love Seventh Heaven? Don't lie to me. You watched that show back, like...
No, like, I didn't watch it,
you
like,
watched
a
it
lot.
Every day.
I would have it on.
You have it on.
Like, I can't recall, like, a storyline or anything.
So not even that marijuana episode?
No. I watched those clips on YouTube.
Do you see the whole, like, Simon's drunk episode?
I don't even know who was Simon.
You watched that show every day.
I wasn't paying attention. I think it was just on.
It was just on. Yeah. But you knew what time it was. You knew the time. 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, there's nothing on in the afternoon.
There was plenty of things to watch. No, could watch the news, could just read a book, could have gone outside to play. But no, you're sitting there watching some Seven Heaven. I think that's pretty much all I want to see. Maybe Mocha and Mindy? Because Robin Williams and his whole cocaine.
I think there had to be a separate movie.
Separate movie?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I think there was a Mocha and Mindy made for TV movie. I'm pretty sure, yeah, there was one. I know there was a Three Stooges one made for TV.
Okay.
And the Honeymooners. I'm surprised I know all these shows, but I never actually watched them. I guess that's it. Would I recommend this movie? No. It was just a giant waste of time. I mean, why was it on Lifetime? That's my problem.
Probably got rejected by everyone.
Wait, I mean, no. Like, if it was, yeah, it was just way too tame. It didn't know what direction it wanted to go. And by the time they tried to find something, it was already over and too late. So yeah, I guess that's it. I think we're done for tonight.
Okay.
Anything that you want to talk about next week or the week after that? Anything you're interested in? Because you know what I want to do?
What?
Like, I have a list of all the bad comic movies I have not watched yet. Like, The Spirit and Jonah Hex. Oh, I mean, gosh. You want to start that marathon, we should, like, the next, like, just from now, like, I'm going to see how many I have in my list. I'm going to look that up now. I say we just start, like, knocking them out. Do two movies each week and start talking about them. Just, I know I have The Spirit. I know you want to see The Spirit. Jonah Hex. What else? What's something I just refuse to watch? Son of the Mask. What else do I have?
I've seen that.
You seen that? How was that?
Does it count as a comic book movie?
Yes, it does. I mean, The Mask is based on a comic book character. So yeah.
Like, loosely.
Loosely. It still counts. I, Frankenstein. Have you seen History of Violence?
I don't know what that is.
That's actually pretty good. That's a good one. The second Ghost Rider movie. Constantine. That 300 movie. The second one. Man-Thing. I know you want to see that Man-Thing movie.
There's actual movie?
There's a Man-Thing movie, okay. Yes.
No, I'm thinking Swamp Thing.
You want to see Swamp Thing? You kidding?
The Swamp Thing.
You want Swamp Thing? Yeah. You want Swamp Thing?
By Lionsgate. Lionsgate owns it, Mike.
That's Man-Thing.
Is Man-Thing?
Man-Thing, yeah. Oh. Swamp Thing's DC.
Oh, okay.
You keep on mixing them up. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. We need to see that one. Kick-Ass 2. I mean, it's not a loss. It's not a lot, but I say we just start knocking them out. We do two movies. You want to do it? Yes? Yes, I know you want to do it.
Sure.
Okay. So what do you want to do? Like, pick two movies. You pick a movie, and I'll pick a movie.
Okay.
So, which one do you want to watch?
3 Days and Night.
3 Days and Night? Okay, got that. And I will pick Jonah Hex. Alright, so next week, guys, we're going to be talking about 30 Days of Night and Jonah Hex. Jonah Hex is a short movie. It's not even 90 minutes long. That's how bad it is. They couldn't fit 90 minutes of content. So, yeah, thank you for listening, guys. If you have any question, just email us at thecentralleague@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and have a good night. See you later, guys.
See ya.